Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're just not very good. The organization, the fans, they've seen greatness. So, you know, anything other than that is below the standard. So I do know we got guys that want to compete, that want to get the job done. I feel like we are close.
It's Marlon Humphrey. Let's not forget a comment he made back, training camp? About the Ravens defense, no one fears us
right
anymore. That was kind of the mantra for the Ravens going back to basically 98, 99 when they really started to develop it to one of the great defenses in the history of the National Football League. And it has carried over for the most part into the new millennium here. And Kyle Hamilton kind of pushed back at that notion. Roquan, I think, sort of agreed with Marlon. Like, hey, we need to kind of get back to that bully mentality. Remember the Giants Super Bowl, the cover the next day or that week? Baltimore bullies after they dominated the Giants, didn't give up an offensive touchdown in that game. But Marlon Humphrey might have been on to something. 2 years ago, they were, I don't want to say a feared defense, Vinny. Good defense. Really good defense for the point where their D coordinator, Mike McDonald, got a head coaching job.
And then three of the other dudes got coordinator jobs.
Yeah, so there was, there's something going on here. Last year, slow start. And then stabilized, definitely post-bye, where they were one of the best run defenses in the NFL.
Yep.
The past events got itself into a respectable position. Now we get into where we are today, which is a Tuesday, and the Ravens are 1-2 and last pretty much in a lot of offensive or defensive categories. Our number one concern going into the year, and I think we all kind of unanimously agreed here on the show, and a lot of listeners agreed as well, pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
And you made a great analogy before the show started. It's like Elias with the Orioles rotation. They just didn't sign like some guy from Japan and some dude that's like in his 40s. But it kind of the results are the same. And the Ravens, I guess, status quoted up. They did draft Mike Green, which was supposed to be somewhat of a steal in the second round. Still waiting for that. David Ajabo, who was active last night, has been someone who's been unproductive, quite frankly.
Six snaps.
Adafe Owe, who had double-digit sacks last year, not seeing that. Kyle Van Noy is hurt. It was just, did they really address it to the point they needed to? Well, here we are, three games into the season, they have three sacks. And Madubuike, Nnamdi's got two of them, and he might be out for an extended period of time with his neck. So the number one concern that we had with the Ravens was like the Orioles, starting pitching. It sucked. They got buried, could never dig out of the hole. Ravens, defensively, lack of pass rush, and they're not exactly forcing a ton of turnovers either.
Nope.
two major concerns are very much real at this time.
Oh, they Bob, and I said in the bullpen when we were there, you know, listening to Harp's talk, you know, they got a lot of, you know, we got things we got to fix. They got a lot of things to fix. You know, I mean, and you mentioned it, Bob. I mean, they're ranked 32nd in total defense. 32nd. That's last.
How many teams are in the NFL?
32.
There you go.
Pass defense, 31st. Rush defense, 30th. When in the hell have the Ravens ever been 30th? And last year, the defense sucked at the beginning, but they still could stop the run. This year, they can't even stop the run. And the points allowed, they're second to last, 31st. You know, so pass attempts, people are throwing the hell out of the ball. They're second to last. And the worst problem is they're running it. They're ranked 29th rush attempts. People are running the hell out of the ball, too. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. I thought the defensive line, they sucked. They were horrible last night. They didn't get off blocks. They were catching. And I felt sorry for the poor linebackers because the guards and centers were coming right up in their face because D linemen were turning their shoulders, getting turned up, run right at them. I mean, that's the most embarrassing thing in the world is when you can just say, hey, you know what? Screw you. We're just going to run right at you. And we're going to, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
And Bob, they rushed. Now, the first half, Detroit rushed 21 times for 57 yards, average 2.7. The second half, Detroit rushed it 17 times for 167 yards, average 9.8 per carry. I mean, that was awful. I mean, you're sitting there watching the game and, you know, the offense, all right, they get it back. And, you know, we have the lead. It's like, you know, they go 98. Or, you know, we get the punt on a one-yard line. Yeah, we hold them here. We get good field position. Yeah, okay, 10, 11 minutes later, yeah. You know, I'm like, Jesus, it happened all day. Happened all day. Could never stop them. Travis Jones, we talked about Travis Jones. You want to make some money? Play big on Monday night. He played like crap on Monday. He sucked. Yeah. And he even said it after he was bad. He was horrible. You know, Jenkins did a good job of, you know, stuffing up the run. Washington sucked. Pass rush, horrendous. There was nothing there. I mean, they can't bring four. You bring four, he got all day to throw. You know, and then they're going to find somebody to get open. You know, I mean, the secondary, they were doing a decent, but you can't hold it forever. You know, I mean, they're in a bad spot right now. I mean, Bob, last year after five games, after, you know, kind of something similar, in comes Dean Pease. What the hell, Chuck Pagano, let's get it going a little bit. We're last in defense. That's why you're here, to kind of replace Dean Pease. So defense is in a rough spot right now because they're horrible. You know, and then offensively, Bob, I mean, seven sacks. And I, you know what, watching the film and stuff this morning, a lot of it was the receivers. They weren't getting open. Like Zay. Zay was like had no target. He was never open. Never. Andrews was a dude who was open all the time. Andrews and Bateman, and we kind of said those would probably be the two guys because they were going to try to take Zay. Now, the offensive line, run blocking, pitiful. 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 Couldn't. Do not knock anybody off the ball at all. Down on the goal line, we bring in Nope Boom and Cleveland. And they're getting their ass knocked in the backfield. Nope Boom gets knocked 3 yards back. Otherwise, they do get a touchdown. But we thought, who's going to be the tougher team? Oh, Detroit kicked the crap out of them. Physically?
Mismatch.
Yeah. Intensity-wise? Yeah, Detroit. I mean, come on. I mean, you figure the Ravens, and you know, they make this big thing about the blackout and blah, 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 and all this. And they didn't show.
Ravens, they lose 38-30 if you fell asleep. And Ravens got a window dressing TD to make it look more respectable score-wise. But in the second half, as Vinny said, it was all about Detroit. Derrick Henry fumbled again. That's three straight games that he has fumbled. He has lost two of them. Both times led to points from the opposing team. The Buffalo fumble was a game changer because that should have been puppy pants Ravens kneeling on the ball at the end of the game. They wind up losing at the buzzer. And then last night, after they got a rare stop in the second half, he fumbles, they kick a field goal.
Yeah. And it just, I don't know, Bob, I don't, you know, like if you're Harb, I mean, even like offensively, you're ranked 14th, 330 yards a game. Last year, you know what we finished the season at last year? 429, number one. Now passing, they're 14th. Rushing, the Ravens were like 15 yards ahead of everybody in rushing. Now they're 12th. The only thing they're good at right now is touchdown passes and points. Because they lead the league in both and no interception. I mean, Lamar's got 9 touchdowns, no picks.
And 148 quarterback rating.
Yeah. But if it wasn't for Lamar Jackson, that was a blowout.
Yeah. But that Cooper Rush behind center, with all due respect to him, of course, that would have been an ugly outcome on Monday Night TV, national television. By the way, the Lions, the last 2 weeks, they've scored 90 points.
Yeah,
52 against the Bears, and that 38 last night against the Ravens. But the 224 on the ground, and most of it in the second half, that is unacceptable. Four rushing TDs? David Montgomery looked like Earl Campbell last night, running up and down the field against the Ravens, and they broke out the bag of tricks offensively. Detroit did. Jared Goff was calm, cool, collected in the pocket and made some big plays. So the Ravens, now they go to Kansas City Sunday afternoon late. 425. Both teams 1-2. Loser of this game is going to be 1-3 through the first 4 weeks of the season. And not exactly where neither expected to be. Certainly not the Ravens. Now, I don't want to insult the intelligence of the audience, but through 3 games last year, Ravens were 1-2. But it felt different because they lost the first 2, then 1, started stacks and dubs and all of that good stuff. This team, 2 primetime games. Remember how great they were on primetime? They've lost them both. Should have won the first one. Lucky they were within sniffing distance in the fourth quarter of last night's game. So we'll come back, get out to the phone. Nolan, you want to make any comments here before we go to the break? And we'll get to Nolan because he's got a lot to say. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles, final series of the home calendar year 25 starts tonight. We'll get into all of that good stuff. Maryland, bowl projections. We'll talk about that during the whip and everything else going on in the world. And believe it or not, there's preseason hockey on television
tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's bad. Bad. Because that means it's almost October.
Yeah.
My neighbor down the street's already got his house decorated for Halloween. I'm like, man, pump the brakes. We'll be back. Take your phone calls here. Raven, it's not a Victory Tuesday. It's a What the Hell Tuesday here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Side of the glass. Don't get in here for a second before we get to the phones. We've got a lot of people want to, I'm sure, praise the Ravens for their effort last night on national television. But what did you think of that debacle at the bank in front of the Orioles and Carmelo and Derek Queen and ex-Ravens and Good Charlotte? All sorts of local celebs showing up.
That's the worst part. How could you do that in front of Good Charlotte?
I'd be bummed, too, if I was them. It's like, I played for this crap over here. So it was bad.
Well, it was just that. It was a debacle. And coming out of that Bills loss to start the season, I think I came on here and said something to the effect of, well, as bad as crushing as this loss is, it doesn't really change the way I feel about the team moving forward. Can't say that anymore. The reason that they lost to the Bills was something that we had seen before, right? The blown fourth quarter leads that had become all too common for the Ravens over the past few years. But the manner in which they lost last night, new problems are here, or new problems for 2025 are here. Derrick Henry, all of a sudden, a liability with the ball in his hands in crunch time. And forget the fumbles, even just normal running. What, 35-some yards on that first drive, 14 the rest of the way? That's obscene for him. I mean, just for really any back in the NFL, but for him, it's ridiculous. And pass rush, I know you guys were harping on that in the first segment, but 2 years ago, they led the league. Last year, they were second to only Denver. They've been very good in the pass rush. To go from that to 3 in 3 games, that's a new problem. So all of a sudden, this is not same old Ravens to me. This is a new issue, and that's the most concerning part.
Before we get to the phones, with Derrick Henry, Nolan's concern. He rushed for 169 yards against Buffalo in week one, averaged 9.5 per carry. In the 2 games since, he's rushed for 73 combined. I'm not willing to say that he has all of a sudden fallen off the cliff, but first drive, it's like, here we go.
Yeah,
here's a $150 coming tonight, and that was kind of all she wrote after that.
Point is, he's being taken out of game plan.
Sure. Yes, he is.
And that's the most detrimental part.
What the last two teams have done, they put 8 in the box and they played man coverage. That's what they've done. And you know what? In the 2 games that we've had man coverage, what's Lamar done? He's thrown 7 touchdown passes. So, I mean, that's the thing is we can't run the football. That's the biggest problem right now because people are putting people in the box. And we can't knock people off the ball. And the biggest problem was, when you have 8 in the box, their linebackers were running free.
All right, let's get out to the phones. People want to speak. 410-583-1057. Hey, join us on a What the Hell Tuesday. William in Northeast Baltimore. William, thanks for holding. What's up, man?
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Morning.
I want to keep my pressure down a little bit, so I'm not going to vent too much. But I called before about what's going on in the backfield. And Benny, you know I talked about getting Keaton Mitchell in the lineup a lot.
Yep.
Well, anyway, the opposing teams are hell-bent on stopping Derrick Henry. Why not do something different? Justice Hill got 0 yards yesterday. The week before, negative 14 yards. You can't tell me that Keaton Mitchell should be deactivated for 3 straight games. And I'm going to hang up, Benny, and I'm going to listen to your response, because is Keaton Mitchell in Harbaugh's doghouse or what? But something is going on that's not right, because this guy deserves more. And I want to hang up and listen to your response.
If I'm a betting man, I'm betting that he's active on Sunday. And I don't care whichever other one is down. Maybe Justice Hill is down. I don't know. But they need that home run threat possibility. I mean, we saw it last night with Detroit, you know, be able to get the corner and do all that. We don't have anybody that can do that. So, yeah, I think Keaton should be up and will be up against Kansas City.
And by all accounts, and you were out there at training camp, we saw it during the preseason as well, he's healthy.
Oh, no doubt.
Last year, not so much.
Yep.
But this year, looks like he's back to where he was 2 years ago, speed-wise. Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Great meeting you at Pickles the other night, man.
Thanks for coming out, man. I appreciate that. It was awesome.
No problem. That was the only Baltimore win I've seen in the last couple of, in the last, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the last one.
Trevor Rogers, baby.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But, you know, Eric DaCosta always says we can never have enough cornerbacks. Yeah, we can never have enough. But what about some pass rushers and better defense alignment? About free agent pass rushers? And I know it's a cap issue. I know that. If Lamar would restructure his contract, maybe we could have got some. I don't know who was out there. But my whole thing is, I know you ride and die of who you have. But I don't feel too good about that. And the other thing, I mean, we could talk about when Derrick Henry's feet stop moving, that's when the ball is coming out. When he's getting stoned right there, boom, that's when they're knocking the ball out. That's what Marlin used to do, 4 years ago? What happened to the Marlin punch, knocking balls out of runners' hands? We don't see that anymore. And the last thing is when Lamar's getting sacked seven times, where are the slants? Where's the misdirection? Where is the screenplays? I mean, I felt like I was watching the same plays. Nobody's getting open.
Nope.
Do something different. And I always feel like now Lamar, I know he almost looks hesitant to run, but it seems like the speed is, I don't know. I watched Mahomes. Mahomes is probably going to, if he gets out of the pocket, he'll run for like 20 yards or other. I don't see Lamar doing that anymore. Your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Well, they have a spy guy hanging around too for Lamar. You know, and they did a good job rushing because they just kept it all contained. There was like a bubble around him, you know. He stepped up. They were relentless with all four of their guys, you know. And Hutchinson, he caused some problems, you know. He caused problems because he's powerful and he's relentless. And that's why he got the fumble with Henry, you know. He was coming, you know, he was reading the play, and then he comes back in and knocks the ball out, you know, which was a good play by him.
Yeah, and you saw their secondary guys. Branch dropped a possible pick from
Kohler.
And then on the play that Nolan was talking about where Henry threw it in the end zone, that should have been a pick, too.
So
a couple got away from them. Let's go to Owings Mills. It's Brian. Brian, how you feeling today on this What the Hell Tuesday?
Oh, my God. I feel a little better. I get to talk to you and Vinny, man. I mean, what can I say? Please fire this guy. What is it going to take, man? Yo, you bring in a coordinator that has zero experience, doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You couldn't get this team ready at all. And it's about, yo, why you got Mike Green playing coverage? Not in anywhere. You know, you got a guy out of position, and he should be playing strong. He should try to be rushing, and you got him covering. And this team wasn't ready to play. It's obvious. Lamar wanted to play, but the defense side, no one showed up. I told you this front line stinks. Man of BK, he stinks. It wouldn't have mattered if he played, 125 in the Buffalo game? 100 yards in Baltimore country is way too much. Sorry. We used to pride ourselves on stopping the run. And this team can't do anything. Can't get to the quarterback. Can't stop the run. It's a mess. Get rid of this guy. Let Chuck Pagano take over the coaching. Let him fix it.
Now, who are you firing today? Is it Harbs?
No, Harbs is gone, and then I'm sure you give the job to Chuck Pagano. Let him intern, right? And then he's a defensive mind. He can get rid of Orr and let him focus on the defense. Get both their asses out of here. Two birds with one stone, because coffee's for closers. ABC. Y'all have a good one.
There you go. Two birds with one stone, no pun intended, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants Zach in.
And then Pagano elevates to head coach, which Pagano said to the media directly, I have no interest in doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, like you said, Bob, they were 1-2 last year also, you know.
But it feels different, right?
It does because they can't stop it. Well, they couldn't stop anybody last year either, but They were able to run the football last year. Now they can't run the ball. And you know, what are teams, copycat league, what are teams doing? Putting eight in a box, playing man coverage, and are saying, all right, see if you can get open. Zay was covered all night. You know, he wasn't open. The guy who ran the best route, Tez Walker.
Yeah. And on the 34-yarder, yeah.
If he'd have scored on that one, you know, might have been a different game.
By the way, Nolan, to make it all about me, I did hit the parlay. I had Bateman and Andrews scoring a touchdown. Hooray for me. I won $6. By the way, with all the suckage for the Ravens, they are 2.5-point favorites over the Chiefs coming up on Sunday at 425. We'll come back, take more of your phone calls. Kevin Ostreicher joining us 11 o'clock. From USA Today, the Ravens wire. I'm sure he's at a loss for words like everybody else is right now. It's What the Hell Tuesday, Turn It Up Tuesday here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And What the Hell Tuesday. And talking about, was asked about the lack of pass rush and, you know, being a selfless guy, keeping it real. Marlon said, you know, if we would have covered a little bit better or longer, they could have gotten home. But, boy, I don't know. Really? Well, lack of a pass rush is because secondary was crap yesterday or combination of all factors, I would assume?
Yeah. Well, if you look at Detroit, because what did we say about them? They didn't get pressure on the quarterback either. So their secondary covered for the extra second. Because Lamar had nowhere to go. Then when Lamar brought it down, they had him corralled. And then Hutchinson, we don't have a Hutchinson. We don't have that.
No.
You know? So they do. And he was involved a lot last night. I gotta look at his tackles and stuff.
But well, they were playing without Davenport too.
Yeah.
Who's their, I guess, co-sack dude. And they weren't exactly, to your point, coming in here lighting it up. In regards to the sack totals themselves.
No.
Because he had one coming into the game. I mean, it's only 2 weeks. get the point.
Hutchinson only had two tackles, one sack, you know. But he seemed, 87 seemed like he caused a lot of problems last night, or 97, whatever it was.
Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, how you feeling? Thanks for holding.
I'm just upset, a little disappointed, but I'm not running hot because I listened to J-Lock. And all during training camp, all he talked about was the offensive line and the defensive line. And what we're seeing is where they at. Because I'm sitting here contemplating now. I wonder about that 2019 offensive line. Y'all remember that line, right? When they set the record for rushing and all that stuff. And I don't know if y'all heard this today, but the Ravens have set a new record. They have scored the most points in three games and have a losing record.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All I can do is laugh.
We're getting a kick out of it now.
Yeah, because all I can do is laugh because I'm saying, when people say, how can they fix this? I mean, that's like, if I set a plate of food in you and it's already cooked, you can't re-cook it. You have to throw it out and start with fresh food. So I'm thinking about all the people Eric DaCosta might have missed on because of who we've drafted. And I think one of the dumbest draft picks he ever took was Cleveland. Why would you take him from Georgia? What did you see in him? See, it's who you bring to the table to play. And I'm like, oh, man. I had a friend from North Carolina. He said the Raven defense went to Seattle. Y'all get that joke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, could Wink Martindale, the way he structures a defense, do you think he would call a better game with this current roster on defense? I'm thinking maybe he could, because I'm thinking of what he had to work with versus what we have now. And I'm thinking he could have came up with some better schemes. But that offensive line, man, that what happened to them yesterday, not being able, like you say, Rennie, we already know they can't blow people off the ball. Yep. And they're the people that were drafted by us or brought in by, you know, not us, but DaCosta. So, I mean, to me, I'm like, well, are we getting the watered down players now? I don't know, but you can't fix this. We just got to ride it out, man.
You can fix it. They got punched in the mouth last night. They on both sides of the ball. I mean, D-line and O-line, they lost both contests last night. You know, Detroit was much more physical on both sides of the ball. And then they got to figure out how they can get their guys to do that, because that's for the offensive line, that's 2 weeks in a row.
Weren't we like 4 weeks ago, and I'm as guilty as anyone, talking about how this is the most talented Ravens team of all time?
Yeah.
And the only problem with the O-line was lack of depth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. Now it's lack of performance.
Yes.
And not
lack
to make
of toughness.
Yeah, no doubt. And not to make excuses for the defensive line, they were minus their best player last night. It might be for an extended period here in Nnamdi Matabike.
I know, but Bob, that still doesn't.
Yeah, where's Travis Jones, Broderick Washington? Yeah, I got you. Aeneas Peoples, maybe? Maybe it's time for him to get some more run.
He had one nice rush. He had a spin move where he came clean. That was nice.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Baltimore. It's Ray. Ray, how you feeling today on this what the hell Tuesday? Ravens 1-2.
I feel like it's my fault because I started off the show yesterday calling for a blowout. And there are several factors that I missed out on in that passion. First off, fellas, hope y'all had a good sleep. Hope y'all had a good breakfast and good morning overall. But in that 2023, it had Mike McDonald. Now, I know I'm not the only caller, and I'm that said this then and now. My thing is, to echo Brian's point, they should have fired Harbaugh then, or Harbaugh took a Bruce Pearl type of step down and elevated Mike McDonald. That's neither here nor there. So moving on to the game last night, it just goes to show you several things. I used to hear Mike Preston all the time talk about how the Ravens don't have edge guys. You know, the last person that they have on the team that had that kind of attitude was Marcus Peters. They're missing that kind of attitude. They're also missing the scheme. At the end of the day, how long is the loyalty of being a Raven for life and a Raven career cut too short, so we got sympathy for him, that you're going to have for Zach Orr. This is Super Bowl or bust. So when you look at what's going on with this team, I've been looking at Ravens games since 1996. I'm not a Lamar fan, no disrespect to the casual fans. I've been looking at Ravens games for a long time, going back to Memorial Stadium. This team is on the verge of another mutiny. We don't see it. They need to get it together, because here's the bottom line. It's very easily they can be 1-5. And it's not Lamar's fault this time. They're failing Lamar Jackson's prime by not doing what they need to do. Same thing with Gunner. They are failing their franchise players by not putting the best people around them. So as I hang up the phone, I got a question for y'all. How does this change on Sunday? Because Zach Orr has to, they had to talk to him already. Some hot seat has to go on. So what is it, the attitude that's missing? Like, there is no sub, sizzle, or re-attitude. Like, what's missing, fellas? Talk to you later.
There's Ray.
You know what kind of, you know, when you watched that game last night, when you watch their D coordinator, you know, how jacked up and stuff that he is, and how, you know, passionate he is. You know, I mean, maybe that helps, but there was just, what'd you say, Bob? 22 missed tackles. The Ravens.
20 missed tackles, according to Next Gen Stats.
All right, so if you have missed tackles, a lot of times the intensity and focus and, you know, attention to detail, all that stuff, that wasn't there. And it's on both sides of the ball. And I'm sure Harb's probably saying, why weren't our guys ready to play? You know, what did we do that they weren't ready to play? You know, so that's got to be, you know, he pulling out his hair thinking about those things too. And then how do I fix the defense?
Calvin Shepard is the D coordinator for the Lions.
Yeah, he was the former linebacker.
He's just like recently retired as a player. And he's same with Zach Orr, by the way. But anywho, when we come back, more of your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It's Turn It Up Tuesday, What the Hell Tuesday. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, Ravens Wire. We'll get to him, get his thoughts on the Ravens at 1-2. Still favored, though, on the road at KC. Whip around 11:15. Got Vinny's Dirty Dozen later in the 11 o'clock hour. More of your phone calls. So come on in here. Let's party together here on The Fan. On this What the Hell Tuesday, Turn It Up Tuesday journey, by the way. Let's get out to the phones. People want to talk. Let's go to Antoine in Baltimore. Antoine, thanks for holding. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, family. How you doing?
I'm all right, man.
So, here's a little backstory. I have a son who's now getting his master's degree, Ravens fan. And when he was a child, he told me one day, he said he wanted to know about all the formations in football. So I went to get all this stuff for him and, you know, made him a little booklet. We talked about the game last night, and I said, why are they running a three-man front? I don't know, Dad, but he just kept sitting there saying, they should have did this, they should have did that, they should have did that. Our defensive ends, who's supposed to be rushing, they looked like they were standing out there having a ballerina moment the whole game.
Agreed.
My son said like this. He said, Dad, he said the way that Detroit's young guards and everything pushed our guys off the front, he said a 90-year-old man with a broke leg and a walker could have walked through those holes. And he said, now, why did they give up the run? I have no idea. You know what? Realistically, I mean, you got Chuck Pagano there. You know, maybe you need to take Zach Orr and sit him down a little bit and make Chuck Pagano maybe defensive coordinator to work on that. But last night was, I mean, we dropped an egg last night. Cause, I mean, and I think that Detroit was upset because remember the last time they visited Baltimore, we beat them to death. And I think they returned the favor. But yeah, Detroit's defensive coordinator was, I mean, excited. And Zach, every time they show, he's just standing there like, hum ho, like he's lost. So, gentlemen, great show. Everybody in Baltimore, have a good day. And y'all gentlemen, have a good day.
Hey,
and we'll
talk
in a couple days.
And congratulations to your son getting that master's degree, too. Yeah. We had Tim Twentyman on yesterday from Lions.com. And Antoine brought up the blowout 2 years ago. That was a talking point out there at their complex. But you're trying to put your finger, I guess, on things that are they fixable into – Antoine again, and like a lot of people are saying today, hey, just slide old Pagano in there. If you wanted to make him a co, and I'm air quoting, because sooner or later we're going to have these TV cameras in here, you don't have to announce it to the masses. You can just be like, Do it, dude. Yeah.
Right. Like, yeah. And because, Bob, the big question I have is, all right, we had Zach Orr last year. He was a rookie. All right. They struggled, brought in Dean Pease, settled down. Dean leaves. And now Zach's seems like kind of on his own. Struggle.
Yeah.
You know, so what do we do there? You know, to me, that's number one. Can Zach Orr do it?
Now, you're in crisis mode now.
Yes.
I would assume with Kansas City, Houston, who's winless, but still they did make the playoffs last year, and the Rams, who should have, would have, could have, should have, they should have beat Philly this past Sunday. So you've got a kind of a formidable trio coming up your next three. Then you have a bye, and who knows what the hell the Bears are going to be like in a month plus, because they look like the 85 Bears against the Yankees. Yeah, Freudian slip against the Cowboys, who were kind of like the Yankees this past Sunday.
Well, the thing is Lamar's playing like an MVP. Nobody else is. You know, I mean, that's right. You know, was they for 2 weeks? And Andrews had a hell of a game last night, you know. And,
sure.
You know, and Bateman played. But other than that, offensively, who played good? You know, that's a problem. And defensively, who played good?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. I thought Jake Hummel played good. You know, I mean, he would have had that block. That was a smart play by the Detroit guy, because that was going to be a block. You know, who knows? Block, fumble, touchdown. Who knows what it was going to be? But that was a smart play by the Detroit guy.
Nolan, we have time for another call. Nolan says yes. That takes us to Ellicott City. Kevin, what's happening?
What's going on, Vinny and Bob?
Amen.
That was, you know, staying up for what?
A lot of nothing, brother. Yep. A lot of nothing. Just real quick, outside of the point I wanted to make, here's my question to you, though, Vinny, and just as a little bit of pushback, per se, right? Like, if Lamar's really playing like an MVP, wouldn't the rest of the offensive stars, Zay, et cetera, D-Hop, be putting up bigger numbers too, right? Like, Lamar, it's just individual greatness happen. It's not the rest of the team, though, Ben.
That's
right?
What we talked about. That's what we just said. You know, Zay was for 2 weeks, and then Andrews and Bateman probably last night. But on the offense, who else? Lamar's been the most consistent thing throughout the three games, period, offensively.
Yeah, man. And, you know, at the end of the day, these dudes have been given so much praise. They've been touted as the best team. And to me, they just look like a bunch of spoiled babies out there. Let's get back to hard-nosed football. Yep. We could have John Madden as the coach, and this team would still lose. The players are not as good as a team as the people make them out to be.
Well,
appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.
The biggest thing is play like a Raven. That ain't happening right now with the O-line and the D-line. They are not playing like Ravens, which to me is a physical, nasty dude, you know?
And I think getting back to Marlon Humphrey's comment before we hit the top of the hour, back in training camp, when one of your, and he was an all-pro last year, mm-hmm. Marlon Humphrey says, people don't fear us anymore. That's an indictment coming from a guy who got kind of roasted last night.
Yeah. Jared Goff didn't even need to take a shower last night.
He was reading a newspaper back in the pocket. We'll come back. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire. Get his thoughts on the game. Whip around 11:15. More of your calls, so stick around for that. We got news from the nest at noon. We'll take more of your calls. Got buy or sell. We got to get Selfridge to count some dough. And then Dave LaMonica at 12:30, TerrapinTimes.com. Talk about those 4-0 Turtles on a bye this week, getting votes in the AP Top 25, and outside of Jerry Palm, actually getting projected to go to a ball game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.